All right, Tyler. So I got
dude, I'm stoked. News. We just came off of a super kind of hype morning.
It was one of those things that I definitely wasn't waking up today thinking that we were going to get the message that we got.
Yeah. We have a client who's been going through this stuff with us for quite a while now. And he got his offer kind of put together, has been working on some of these tiered offerings, like we've done through that kind of T3 framework a little bit, as far as like how you figure out all this stuff. And what we're going to go through later today is that plate framework and how you really build these offers to get from beyond just your base membership offering, so that you can actually start to sell like some packages and products that are like really, really, really premium and really high end, and then make all of a sudden the effort you put into sales like really, really worth doing. And so we got a call from the guy who had finally got this like top offer put together. And we won't go into details on the amount of money that it is, but like it's a lot of money. And it goes through everything from joint ventures and partnerships to added services to like other, like it's a very, very, what's the word? It's a bulletproof plan for somebody's fitness, Frank.
Yeah.
If someone comes in and goes this whole distance with this, it is impossible for them to fail this year. But again, like a lot of these things is we're just presenting people with options. And if someone's not top option guy, well, at least you gave them a middle option to buy, you know? We got a call this morning from a client, goes, dude bought the top option, like the whole thing. It's the biggest, priciest fitness package we've ever helped anybody put together. Is that correct, John? I think that I don't know that we've had anybody put together an option with this price tag, with this thorough of an offering that still isn't, I don't know, still really, really represents the character of the gym. Like it's just, I jumped up and down. I was like, yes. And I don't even make the money. I don't even get money off of this.
Don't even get any of this money.
No.
So it is. It's by far the biggest.
Yeah.
But that was like, we've been working for a year.
Yeah.
Like towards this. And really this is where we'll bring on right the gym owner, and I think we're going to do a lot of different things where we share, because the whole reason why any of this stuff exists, this all started as an idea, right, for me, like maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then I started testing it, and then I kind of grabbed you, Tyler, and I said, mm-hmm. Todd, this is kind of what I want to do. I want to do this thing, and kind of brought you along for the ride. And then we got tested again. And then you and I together worked, got somebody, and then we worked with them. And as we worked with them, we refined and tweaked, and then we did a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And that's when it kind of like, this is definitely the pinnacle at this point of what this gym owner has been capable of doing.
Yeah.
And everything that we talk about, everything that's going to be built, that is built into this system that we're talking about, gym hacking and gym hackers and gym hacking university and all the stuff that we'll talk about and have talked about, all the frameworks we've talked about, like this is 100% the example of what we tell you is possible. And we always knew that you can make so much more money just by making sure you have the right things in the right order.
Yeah.
But this is next. This is truly next level.
Yeah. And this was the thing that opened the door to like us as a true proof of concept, because it didn't take us 500 sales opportunities to get to this either. We had very good sales processes, a very good team in place. And there's people that the contact was flawless through this with this lead. And it just went really, really, really great. And by the way, if the guy would have picked the middle of the road option, that still is, I mean, I don't want to give away anyone else's numbers, but it is, I promise you, probably if he took the middle of the road option, it is way, way more money than probably you've sold at your gym for one member in a long time.
Ever.
I could never have imagined. I wouldn't have known to ask that this type of ask could be asked until we built this framework and began to test it.
Yeah. And I think a good way to look at it, so let's put this into like perspective, even with the same person.
Yeah.
So this same exact person, he ran a great deal last year, almost about this time.
Yeah.
Right. He got plugged into an amazing group and an amazing community that we work adjacently to.
Yeah.
And they had an amazing, like, just as like, do this, do this, do this, do this, and you are going to crush and you're going to get a whole bunch of upfront cash and you're going to be super stoked. And so he crushed it.
Absolutely crushed it. Weeks in, just crushed it.
This one thing that he did today, and he's the one that crushed it last year.
This is
what's so huge.
His person he had put into place to do this. Yeah.
And this is not him. And we all know the difference of, like, you have a gym owner, right? You are the gym owner, especially if it's your baby. So you're passionate. It's all the things are going to be where you kind of are the one that does it first. You're going to do everything first and kind of show how you want it to be done. And then hopefully you can find, you know, a number one or a number two that can come in and kind of take that weight off your shoulders a little bit and be able to run with it.
Yeah.
And sales has been the trickiest part of this piece. And this is why this particular gym owner, he has really started to excel and just found some really solid people that he could plug in. And he has one particular person that really shines.
Yeah.
And so he's like, this is going to be, we completely had restacked. We did everything that we talk about in this plate framework, which is what we're going to, we're going to talk about it. Yeah. We have to talk about this today because it was, we completely redesigned his entire offer stack of what he's going to take a brand new opportunity through. So somebody that walks through the gym, their new opportunity to be able to join the gym.
Yeah.
What's the exact step process? How is that going to be built? Well, we finished it with him, a total revamp, like 2 weeks ago. This was the first opportunity that they had of taking someone through this methodical process. And it wasn't, in theory, this gym's best quote unquote salesperson, because it wasn't the gym owner who's the one that just crushes every sales opportunity he gets.
Yeah.
And so now it was his number one salesperson and just knocked it out of the goddamn park.
Yeah. And I think it's important with these types of offers, and we're going to get into how these right away next, but is that this now is a surefire path to success for this client. And this is how you really get people what they want. Your average, listen, I'm not going to walk in and spend that much on the package. Me personally, I'm not, but I don't have the gaps in information or gaps in motivation or gaps in things that certain people have at certain points in their lives. So I don't have the need for it, nor do I have the pocketbook. But being able to come in and just offer this to somebody, he's like, you know what? Then this amount of money is like, I am absolutely willing to spend this for the results that are almost very clearly spelled out in this process for him. You can read through this offer and go, oh, I can't fuck this up. Well, yeah, you just know that in a year, you're going to be a very different person fitness-wise. And if you have a long ways to go, what better way to cover that ground? It's like, you know what? This is as invested in myself as I can be. This isn't coming in off no $20, $30 Groupon thing and like, ghosting out by January 5th. That's not none of this. This is an investment in myself. This is an investment in my next year. And this person gets it. And this isn't high pressure hype sales like I'm doing here. You know what I mean? Like, I get fired up about it just when I talk about it. But this is just giving somebody the opportunity to invest in themselves as much as they want to, or as much as they need, or as much as they can. And if he couldn't go that far, he would have gone as far as he could or as far as he wanted to. However, how dare you offer that man a $200 gym membership or nothing? You gave him a yes or no proposition, and that yes proposition, answer yes, does so little for you and so little for him compared to what this man gets now. Dude,
it was, I'm just so glad that he didn't have this dude that walked into the gym like a year and a half ago. Because it would have just been sold. He would have just been sold the same thing that they would have always sold. And this was the point that I wanted to make. So to put it in perspective, this gym owner crushed his thing, absolutely annihilated it a year ago.
Yeah.
And we were super stoked. This one sale that his salesperson, right, his other coach made for this one person was half of all of the sales that the gym owner did. So 50% in one single sale.
Yeah. And by the way, the one we're comparing to was over 20 sales. This is the equivalent of more than 10 of those sales from last year.
Right. And so 20 sales, that's a really good point.
This is a single person coming in. And there is no exchange. You're not trading revenue. This is just such a great, it's not just money up front. This is the whole thing. So we got to quit teasing this thing and we got to get down to the nitty gritty, John. People are 10 minutes in there and go, what the fuck are we talking about?
Okay, this is what we're talking
about. Let's get into this. We have the plate framework. Why did we choose the plate framework? Because lifting weights. Everything's counted in plates. We get stronger one plate at a time. Well, two, technically. Yeah. But on one side, we get stronger one plate at a time. And I think your offer, it was kind of a cute way for us to assemble these offers. But also makes the most sense, right? So we build this one from plate one up to plate four,
right?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. But for now, we're going to go through plates 1 through 4.
Yeah, plates 1 through 4. And this is definitely the idea of exactly what you're saying. When we're saying, if you got one plate on each side, right? So that's definitely the idea, right? You're feeling pretty good, but that's the beginning, right? It's definitely the beginning of your process of kicking ass, lifting weights, right? We're not going to haggle over kilograms or pounds. It's just one plate, big boy plate on each side.
Freedom units.
And
this is going to
be how we start, right? Yeah. And so this is how we're going to start your offer stack. And so this is probably the easiest place for anyone to kind of understand where you are, which is right now, what is your core offer as a gym?
Yeah.
What's the main thing that's what's your EFT? What's your monthly recurring service?
That essentially is everyone's base offer. Your core offer is I do thing A is the main product you sell and it costs me X amount per month. Everybody has something like that for the most part. So whatever that is, that sits as your core offer. That's your main thing. That's the thing most of your people fall to when they come in the door. That's where we start.
But understand, there's a reason why this is now the one plate.
Yes.
Right? This is one plate on each side. So if we're talking big boy bench, which is what we're really going to be kind of working off of here, if we're thinking about this. So big boy, big girl bench, one plate on each side. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a warm up.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't be excited about going to the gym and just hitting a warm up.
Yeah.
And so where I think a lot of us, including the guy that we're working with now that just closed a 5 plate, right? Service.
Or 7.
Or seven. It's they were content and happy and doing quite well with just always offering this one plate warm up service, and everybody was in the gym and they've been incredibly happy for years.
Mm-hmm.
But we knew it could be done better. And so that's where now one plate. So now let's move up to 2 plates. So now we're going to go 2 plates on each side. And if we're thinking about like, this needs to be a good offer. So this is the idea of like, this is your warm up offer. If you're thinking of like, you know, bronze, right? It's good. If you have good, better, best, and then whatever. So that's your good offers, your one plate. If we go to 2 plates, now this is going to be your better offer. And the easiest way, like the cheater way, without looking at the market, looking at what's successful, kind of thinking outside the box, the easiest way to start thinking about this is take your offer, your one plate offer, and just get 3 months up front.
Yeah.
Don't discount, don't give anything for free, but just get a 3-month commitment out of someone when they walk through the door.
Yeah.
Because if you can get somebody in for 12 weeks, there's a different mentality that they have.
Yeah.
And you certainly can capitalize on it. And I would even challenge that now, because I don't want to get too much into, there's certain aspects that you need to have that's in your gym. And if you don't have these pieces,
you cannot you cannot sell just an abundance of one-on-ones if you don't have the time and you're the only one. You can't just start stacking only supplements if you don't have a system that works or a way to fulfill or that. There are still things we need to build this out of offers that you have and that you've recognized, and also that then you've made an effort to really build and solidify, which is why you do not want to get to this part, the plate framework, until you've finished kind of going through the T3 framework and really understand and analyzing like all of the other frameworks that we talk about that we can like, so anyway, you're going to go in here with what you've got, just with what you have. That is what it is. And you're going to make the most out of what you have. And you're going to start just stacking these things from 1 to 2, give us some possibilities for a third offer.
So the third offer is definitely where you're starting to look at like what would be a gold level experience for someone. Mm-hmm. So again, if we're talking Brent, like, you know, big boy, big girl bench, right? You've got 3 plates on each side. Now you're respectable.
Yeah.
This needs to be kind of that gold level service. And this needs to now you start thinking about What do you have in your gym? What do you have in your community as a whole that you would consider, like, do you have personal training? Do you have semi-private personal training? Like, do you have small group personal training? Do you have workshops or seminars or single day or multi-day events? Because you now want to start to think about how much value that you're putting into this thing that can then justify it being, right, these steps of it's now becomes more expensive, but it needs to be more valuable first. And this is why you have to do all that front work first to say if these ideas are valid and you can handle it. Because I can't, you can't listen to us and you can't listen to anyone and have them say you need to have semi-private blocks, no more than five people in a block, and this is what you need to be able to build your program off of. Because if you don't have some foundational like work that happens ahead of time, you can't take the coach that was coaching group at 6 a.m. and you can't all of a sudden plug them into this 6 a.m. semi-private group because you don't have another coach for the 6 a.m. block.
Yeah, that's they're transitioning to a totally different sort of fulfillment is a process. So in doing this, you start with what you got. What can you do? What can you do well? Or at least what can you move towards right now that you can do well, that you can add some real value to? So that could be one-on-one. That could just be extra time. That could be things like movement assessments. I mean, there's so many things in here that you can start to stack on. Whatever it is that you do, put it together and start stacking plates here.
And just start adding, right? And it is literally stacking kind of plates on top of each other, because it's, you want to take a look at what are all the things that you do. Do you have supplements? Do you have apparel? Do you have the different types of training? Where, what different types? Do you have a certain class?
Right? Are there specialty options? Are there maybe some higher ticket goal focused segments of whether it's classes, or I really prefer a start finish thing than just an ongoing recurring class that runs forever. But again, you can sell people into these things now with a start, a finish, a start time, an end goal, a set price value, and then you just add that into your thing. It's like, oh sweet, I can do kind of like a lean and mean thing with my training here this quarter, and then the next one I can do this here instead of just being focused on this, and I can still pepper in here by group classes. Like, there's a lot of things that we can do. A lot of them. And we just got to start thinking in those terms.
And I think you hit the nail on the head of what is the difference between a one plate, like the one plate offer is just whatever your core offer is. But everything above that, it has to have a start and it has to have a finish.
Yeah.
Just that there's too much data that backs up the concept that people need to see a start and an end date. We've joked about it before. It can't come in. You can't have somebody that comes in and says, I want to lose 60 pounds. And you can't look them dead in the eye and say, great, it's going to take you 5 years to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They're never going to sign up for a 5-year program.
Yeah.
But they will sign up for a program that's 12 weeks, maybe 16 weeks, maybe 9 weeks. Like they will set it up to where you can have finite, like it's our goal is to achieve this. And then you want to be able to have the opportunity to reassess where they are, be able to reassess what their goals are. The fact is, none of us, how many of us start a training routine that's supposed to be 12 weeks long and then get total ADD by week 9?
Oh, I'm like a 3-week guy.
Everyone at least, like you get to that point. And so that's no different for the people that said 10 weeks ago or 6 weeks ago, this was really important to me. I really wanted to do this. And those goals might change. And because those goals change, then what that does is that makes it to where if all you're doing is selling someone on a thing, that makes it to where they don't get the opportunity to like hard look at what they have been successfully changing or what they've successfully done.
Mm-hmm.
You never get the opportunity to then be able to say, this is what you've done. Now, what do you want to do next?
Yeah.
I think the one piece that a lot of folks are missing is how often do you get the opportunity to put a product in front of your people?
Yeah. Well, or how often are you just selling them the same one thing? You know what I mean? You sit in this membership. We told stories about this in the past, but if a person sits in there doing group class is fun. Group class, there is progress to be made. And with good coaching, you can do really, really, really well in group fitness. But when someone gets to a certain level, or at least maybe they just want a level of specificity, or they want a higher level of service. Some people buy the platinum car wash. Some people get through on the bronze. Like, that's just the way that they are. So right. Some people are doing this thing and they like it and they go, man, I want more out of this because I like it. I want to give it more so it can get me more. You need to be the person they can give more to, so you can give them more in return. Right. Like, you got to be there and you got to keep an eye on that stuff. And if you feel like you're not offering enough, you're not. If you feel like you're offering enough, you're also not. Like you should be able to have offers stacked in a way that nobody ever agrees to your top offer, for Christ's sake. Still some might. But you should be able to assemble these in a way where you're going to be like, holy shit, nobody's ever going to do this.
Okay. And what you just let us into, right, what truly is the four-plate offer.
Yeah.
And this needs to be, this is the idea of, right, four plates, five plates. The point is, this is supposed to be your PR offer. This is supposed to be like the best. And the best way that I've explained it is that it needs to be something that it should be a price that you're afraid to say out loud.
Yeah.
And you can only barely say it without cracking a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so ludicrous. And what's important is, this isn't something that's ludicrous because if someone buys it, God forbid, you're going to bankrupt yourself because you can't afford to fulfill it.
Well, let's double down on that too. You also absolutely are not into under-delivering on this one either.
No.
You don't get to go, oh shit, how do I, it's like, no, you need to over deliver. This person bought a fucking Cadillac. Them seats better be heated, dude. You know what I'm saying? Right. This is the name of the game, is that, so you do get into, you will sell these, you will, but that's not all. It's not the purpose of this. The purpose of this is where your most premium offering lives, so that anyone looking at any of those offers are going to see at the top and go, holy shit, there's no way I can fail here, but I can't afford that. And I'm going to start looking towards what I can afford. And then they're truly weighing their buying habits versus their desired results plus their budgets. And then it comes into a decision for them to make. Whatever you chose to start charging members 5 years ago. None of that shit. It's, what do they need? What do they want? And what can you do for them? If you've never sat down and stacked these off like this, you need to do this now. You need to start this and know exactly what this feels like, because this will change everything in your business. Once you get to the point, oh, this is how I do this. I just tell people, hey, and by the way, you're not selling people on this Cadillac option. You're not selling people on anything. You're offering people, and you're showing them what you can do, and you let them choose. That's it. Because if you push one of these things on somebody, you're in trouble. Like, he really coerced. Like, that is not what we do here. You're not going to coerce somebody into getting fit either. So you don't need a top option that's super expensive, and then the guy doesn't get any results. It doesn't show up. This is about accountability and delivering an absolute premium service and letting your people fall exactly where they need to fall based on all those factors that we described earlier.
You gave the example of the car wash.
Yeah.
There are just going to be people that are platinum car wash people.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be people that are gold or silver or bronze, and it literally doesn't matter. If there's option of four, I'm picking the second least expensive option every time. It doesn't matter. And there's going to be some people that are just going to pick the most expensive option every time.
And I want to reiterate too, that you're not nudging people in this, because I can tell, we talked about this before, maybe not on this segment. We'll get into it when we get into sales very specifically. We'll get into how you sell this and how you package, like sales delivery and sales script and sales conversations and sales language and process. We'll get deliver all of that stuff eventually. But when we get into this, excuse me, orange is killing me, dude. But when you get into this, remember to remove yourself from this equation. So, and remove what you think you know of the person on the other end of this from the equation. Meaning, don't come in and go, oh, this person has a lot of money. I'm going to really try to lean them towards that high option, because trust me, you will find in your life some people with lots of money who always will buy the cheapest thing, depending on what they value. If they value fitness, then they'll spend the top. If they don't, or they don't value you, or they don't necessarily value the whole thing, maybe in the middle or the bottom, and that's fine. But don't project your stuff, your impression of them, or your own budget, or your own spending habits onto these people. Your offer is your offer. You made it. It's good. It's your services. You're good. You better be.
Right.
And then that's it. But this can absolutely change the way your business operates. And it starts with money. You don't have to, you know what I mean? Like, you don't got to build a massive amount of infrastructure. You just start by building these plates, stacking these plates up exactly with what you have and what you can do well.
And that's it. What's important to what you just said is that it's not based on money, right? We need to get you more money. But there's a reason why we're being very strategic about the fact that we're not giving you dollar amounts right now.
Yeah.
We're not saying this is how much they sold it for. These are the different packages. Well, how much should a package be? It isn't, that ultimately isn't relevant. Yeah. What's relevant is whatever your base package is, whatever it is that you currently sell, that is your one plate offer. Great. That's mm-hmm. done. Now you work at what can you jam into each level, 2-plate, 3-plate, 4-plate, right? All the way to your PR offer is that it's, how much value can you pump into this thing? And, yeah. and I'm not kidding. When we brainstormed this with, right, the gym owner that just crushed it that we started at the beginning of this about, when we brainstormed it, I literally said, well, do you think people would appreciate if you came to their house and made them breakfast once a week?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said it dead ass serious.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, we're not going to do that. I'm like, okay, well then that's off the table. Like it's, but there's nothing.
Keep it in. That's the thing. Keep as many things. There are not bad ideas in this. By the way, there can still be bad offers, but during this process, mm-hmm. you need to put all the ideas out. What can I do for somebody? Because by God, there might be a guy who's like, man, if I could just get like a good hearty breakfast every month. I don't know. There are not bad ideas. There is nothing, because that may fit one client and not the other, but you really need to leave every idea on the table while you begin to start to, you need to have ideas, you need to have services, you offer services you can't offer, and then you start to build this out.
Because the ultimate 4-plate offer, right, the ultimate PR offers that you can start to build, it's, could we come and make dinner or make breakfast for them? Well, no, that's not possible. But what that leads to is then you are now not taking anything off the table. Now you start thinking, well, man, who do we know that does meals?
Exactly. In a
community. Like who does,
need a hand in hand nutrition coaching thing. That's a very comprehensive journey. And because this is our top option, now I have a nutrition consultant or a nutrition coach who I know who charges $2,000 for her services.
Right.
Great. I'm going to say, I'm going to charge $2,000 for your service, but you're going to pay me $500 for the sale. Exactly. Or whatever it is. And you work out these arrangements on the back end, then you can stack someone else's service into your offer as you go. And these are things you'll learn more as we get into the joint venture stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But these are things that now everything is possible. So you can serve the need of the, oh, you want me to come make breakfast? Or it's like, well, no. But for this service, like we can get you fully equipped, or either you can get delivery meals to you, or you can get very good nutrition coaching and accountability through that. Maybe it isn't through us, which by the way, if you can't do that now,
mm-hmm.
find someone who can, who's willing to pay you as their salesperson, essentially. Let me throw me a commission for selling somebody your stuff, and I will just stack clients at your door. If you're just paying me, I don't have to fulfill.
Right.
You know how awesome that is? Well, you know, so these offers can be infinitely stacked. This is just the beginning, but gym owners got to think outside of the membership thing model first. And I think for the most part, you guys know that a little bit. If you don't, if you're not knowing it and addressing it in your business, you feel it. But oftentimes the way that issue gets addressed in the business is like, well, we'll do more one-on-ones. And that's one.
Sure.
But it's not the be-all, end-all.
The reason why we're not making that up, we know this from experience, because the original ultimate offer was what? One-on-ones with the gym owner.
Yes.
And, oh God, people bought it.
Yeah.
And so what happened was a bunch of people bought unreasonably priced on
purpose. Let's make sure we clear this up. What we're talking about here is that if for the average person too, this is for the average gym, this might be your top option as it sits. If you've never thought about this plate system this other way, it may be, oh, I did stack offers. I offered one-on-ones and I offered memberships, right?
Right.
But your one-on-ones are maybe priced the same if you're the owner as it is if you're just a good coach, or there is no price differential, there is no premium thing for your time, and all of a sudden you're exchanging your time. You're a wage earner now as a gym owner, no matter what it is. And so you need to address your time and its value with your business. When that happens, this is when we get into what sometimes these gym owners are charging as their top offer with what they can do. crazy expensive, but people want to work with the owner. It seems like he's the most talented coach. It seems like this, that. The problem is they're buying it. And now, while he's charging 6 or 7 times what the average person normally would do simply because he doesn't want to do it.
Right.
Kind of. And that he also wants that to be a premium thing people buy just underneath it. People were doing it to the point where we had to stop offering it because he was getting so many people buying this, like his time at an insane rate that it still wasn't worth it because it was taking him away from the gym, away from the business. He's better off letting that client pay a little less and having one-on-one from another person or putting together a different offer altogether, which was what we ended up going with here. Let's really get to the bottom of this here. And
right. And that's where it was. The whole idea was it never was that we couldn't fulfill, right? It still was insanely valuable because guess what? This is why you have to remove yourself from the process because you don't get to establish value.
No.
Right? The people that buy let you know what's valuable to them or not. This is why when you are brainstorming all the possibilities,
get yourself out of the way.
Levels, get out of the way and just start writing ideas down. This is where it can be as it's grocery delivery. It's like, well, we don't do grocery delivery. It's like, well, how hard is it to like order people the groceries and then have it delivered? Like it's you can get out of the way as long as you start getting creative. But we had to learn that the hard way. And this is why we want to go into this and be brutally honest, because don't make that same mistake. If you think that you will just make your time more valuable, the goal is truly not more money where you're continuing to trade time for dollars.
Yeah.
And that is the mistake. You still can raise your prices. You can still do these things to make it valuable. But if at the end of the day, your best offers or the offers that can really help people be successful, if you're the gym owner, is still you trading your time for dollars, you're playing the wrong game.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this is super, like, we just want you to get out of the mode of just selling just your memberships.
Yeah, but this can go, this starting thinking like this sets you on a path. And this is like this change in mindset is the thing that needs to happen. Now we cover a lot of bases first in this as we get through it, like, you know, with the gym hacking course, but this is the mindset. This is why we're putting this one out here for free for you guys out here. Listen, right. Is that like this mindset thing, change the way you think about your gym, change the way you think about your offers, and it will absolutely change your business. It'll change your bank account. It'll change your careers for your coaches. It'll absolutely change the results that your clients get. Start stacking plates, man. Let's go.
Start getting some solid PRs. You've been benching 135. You've been benching one plate on each side for way too long.
Big pecs, cash checks. Let's do it.
So, hands down.
John, we're going to get scooting here, but let's, guys, if in the group, thanks so much for joining the group. Thanks for watching. We really, really, really are stoked to have you guys here. Please. If you're not in the group, get in the group. What's wrong with you? Get in the Facebook group. We'll have links in the description. There's also, you can follow the Gym Owners Podcast on Instagram. You can follow me at Tyler F. and Stone. John?
J Banks FL on Instagram.
We got the Facebook group. We got hackyourgym.com. We have everything. But get in that Facebook group. Get a sense for what's going on. You can watch more of these videos. You can listen to more of the podcast episodes. We'll have them all out there. So find it, share it, tell everybody about it. Thanks a lot for watching, everybody. And we'll see you soon.